Joining me now, the victorious head coach of the Moorhead Spuds, John Ammerman. Coach, the state championship coming back to Moorhead. You first of all got to be excited to be able to represent the city of Moorhead and the state of hockey in a way that you guys did this weekend.
Yeah, obviously a really fun week. You know, one of those things that you plan for, but you never really know what to expect if it and when it does happen. And really excited for the kids and proud of how they played. Every game this week was a little bit of adversity in different ways. The first game we got behind early. Second game, it was toe-to-toe till the last minute. And then last night we get up early and kind of had to ride a wave towards the end. So really excited for them. The kids are having a blast, and they deserve it for sure.
And I think you said it in your post-game press conference just right, the resiliency of these guys. You know, they get down and they claw back into it. I really saw that resilience over the last 3 days.
100%. And really was really impressed with the guys overall. You know, one of those things that you don't really know what guys are made of until their backs are up against the wall. And not only this week, but this year, the guys have answered all calls. And they're not only extremely talented hockey players, but 100% that they are they're very successful people. And we're really happy for them.
Coach, you were named Coach of the Year. I mean, obviously, that's an individual award. But what does that say to the respect you have of your colleagues across the state?
Well, you know, I would actually argue a little bit that it shows how quality of a staff we had this year. You know, a group of guys that worked really hard to set guys up for success. Really proud of how everybody was able to find a role and work together. And like you mentioned, it means a little bit more when it comes from your peers, right? That they recognize some of the hard work. And yeah, it means a lot, and really honored to be recognized.
Mason Kraft wins Mr. Hockey. That award announced here this morning. Another big award for Moorhead Spuds Hockey and for a kid that had a decorated senior season.
Yeah, and an outstanding hockey career. You know, Mason deserves every single award and the attention that he's getting, but I want to make sure that people understand how hard he's worked for it. His sophomore year, he had an outstanding start. His junior year, more success as well. But credit to him, he really put in a ton of work in the last 8 to 9 months to really elevate his game, and he was rewarded for it. He had a historic season, and I'm glad that people were able to recognize that, and very deserving of the award.
Brooks Cullen also gets an award over the weekend. Which award was that again, Coach?
That's the Herb Brooks Award, an award for character and leadership, and I think Brooks exemplifies that. He was an outstanding leader for our team, and you know, with the character that we had and that resiliency we talked about a little bit ago, he is definitely the cornerstone for that. An unwavering guy, a leader in all aspects, and somebody that we're really proud to have a part of our program in history.
What's this state championship do to the Moorhead Spuds hockey program, one, and the greater hockey community in Moorhead?
I think if anything, it's just validation for the way that Moorhead Youth Hockey has done things. But I think at the end of the day, it doesn't change a whole lot. We, you know, we have a lot of people that put a lot of time and effort into, and this is a box to check. But hopefully that doesn't change the way that we've focused on player development, and hopefully it's the first of many.
Well, bring the trophy back, Coach. Good luck on the ride back, and enjoy that Wild game this afternoon.
Hey, I appreciate you taking some time. It was a really fun week, and one we'll remember for a long time.
John Ammerman, head of the coach of the Moorhead Spuds, joining us here. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, thank you.